Real intelligence. Part 4. Intelligence. Is it intelligent to voluntarily engage in activities that have a 99% chance of causing brain damage? How about increasing one's chance of becoming paraplegic or acquiring Parkinson's or Alzheimer's diseases? If one is paid well, does that make it intelligent? Reference: Clinical Pathological Evaluation of Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy in Players of American Football, Journal of the American Medical Association, 2017. Is it intelligent to voluntarily ingest substances that are proven to result in poor judgment, dementia, liver disease, and heart disease? If one feels relaxed afterwards, does that make it intelligent? If everyone else around does that make it intelligent? If people with a high IQ do it, does that make it intelligent? Is it intelligent to voluntarily ingest substances that make one feel good but are likely to cause death? What about taking medicines for which death is a known side effect? Is it intelligent to oppress and impoverish one's neighbors, risking revolution on one's doorstep? What if only our children and grandchildren are at risk, not us? Does that make it intelligent? People are free to make any of these choices. If someone decides that cash now is worth disease later, or feeling good now is worth death or illness later, or that profit now is worth violent neighbors later, they have a right to make that choice. Would we call these choices intelligent, worthy signs of human superiority? People with great intellectual acuity are employed in the intelligence industry. Its documented admitted activities include torture, assassinations, subterfuge, fraud, deceit, propaganda, blackmail, chaos, overthrow of governments, force and manipulation, suffering and destruction in and of our world, and perhaps some good results somewhere that are secret? Are these people and organizations actually intelligent? What is the good of human intellect if we use it for the suffering and destruction of the entire human race? Or to destroy our home, planet Earth? Or to destroy one another? What is intelligence anyway? Real intelligence is undoubtedly an admirable and valuable quality, but people who are considered highly intelligent can behave very unintelligently. There is also a temptation for people who are more intelligent than their associates to feel godlike, that their ideas are unquestionably correct and they know everything needed to decide any given issue. Real intelligence seems like it ought to include good judgment, insight, farsight, and a certain goodness, which are not easy to define, let alone measure. There is disagreement about what these qualities are in any given situation and about what actions they result in. These actions also depend on one's premises, information, the circumstances, individuals involved, and values, which might be different from those assumed by evaluators. Intellectual tests cannot measure good judgment, wisdom, or any faculty of the soul. The soul is not just an advancement of the body-brain-mind complex, not just an advanced intellect. It is of a different origin, a non-material origin. It transcends the body, brain, and all that is material. What is transcendent is not measurable. It is not predictable or programmable. The higher transcendent capabilities of human intelligence are not accessible to machines, however sophisticated they may be. Artificial intelligence cannot reach advanced levels of human intelligence because it cannot contain a soul. Computers can process data and spit out conclusions faster than humans, but they cannot acquire wisdom, love, or goodness. These cannot be programmed. Machines can have great intellectual acuity, but not real intelligence. In addition, machines require perfect assumptions, perfect data, perfect models, perfect programming, and perfect machinery in order to produce reliably correct conclusions. Real intelligence results in a certain humility, realizing that one doesn't know everything, that some of what was previously regarded as fact has been found to be false, that new information may invalidate one's theories, and that there are always other ideas that surpass one's own. The characteristics of real intelligence we expect, like good judgment, insight, farsight, and goodness, arise from transcendent soul qualities in combination with intellectual skills of the body-brain system. This explains why even people with a genius IQ can act very foolishly. Real intelligence is a combination of intellectual skills, which are properties of the brain and body and can be measured, and soul qualities which cannot be measured, defined, or put in a box. These soul qualities do not correspond one-to-one with particular actions or personality traits. People choose to do good and be good for several reasons. Sometimes they are afraid of painful consequences imposed by their government, their God, or another authority. Sometimes they choose good because they expect a reward in society or in an afterlife. Religion has induced many people to do good and avoid bad, thus preserving the human race and serving a valuable purpose in human history. With intelligence, one can see that in the long term, the results of being good are pleasant and the results of being bad are painful to oneself. It's therefore foolish to do bad because the long-term painful results always outweigh the short-term pleasure. Intelligence gives human beings the ability to perceive this. However great and keen one's intellect, causing unnecessary harm is unintelligent. The cumulative long-term results are always undesirable. One can also be good simply because it is one's nature. The greater someone's real intelligence, the more sincerely and diligently one tries to do good and avoid future pain, both for oneself and one's neighbors. Real intelligence causes one to act for good. Being good is supremely intelligent.